Hello, it's the 23rd of July, 2019. Today we have Strength and the Queen of Cups and the Three of Wands. Harriet Beecher Stowe, that's right. Here is the most welcome Queen of Cups again, this time right in the center so as not to miss the message. Later in the afternoon yesterday, I regretted not paying proper homage to the toughest job to do with love, which is wife and mom. The Queen of Cups is a wife and mom above and beyond anything else, so I apologize. I notice on my Morgan Greer card her blonde hair is rubbed off enough to show some gray. Hadn't noticed that until now. Yesterday's quake apparently was centered in Joshua Tree National Park, which is only 15 minutes from me, so I got it pretty good. They'll say it's BS, but any Californian can tell you there is such a thing as earthquake weather. Why has no one made a movie about Harriet Beecher Stowe? We need Harriet Beecher Stowe! The woman had something like a dozen kids and drank wine all day and was pretty much responsible for kicking off the abolitionist movement when she wrote the iconic Uncle Tom's Cabin in longhand, in pencil. The weight of the spread is at the back end, that is the major arcana in the past position, strength. This is a very quiet spread, all about the power of love and making more of it, really. In the Morgan Greer deck, the lion-tamed gown lady calms the potentially dangerous beast with love. The lion is a sun-worshipping Leo, and we've just come into Leo season, so we have all kinds of fire energy going on. Strength is quiet determination, patience, gentleness. Who needs more of that than a mother, right? Perhaps you are now a mother yourself, and look back at how strong your own mother had to be and was, and she may be waiting to hear from you, or you could be hoping to hear from her. The Queen of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, is bringing wet weather to the desert, and I love her for it. It's my favorite season, flash flood warnings and all. Very inspiring for an artist. This is very much an if you can dream it, you can do it card, which is a good thing because this queen is a dreamer, if nothing else, and can be more than a bit fantasy prone, naive or romantic about the whole marriage and children thing and about people and life in general. This queen may have tamed many lions back in her day, if you know what I mean. Sexy beast. Ah, bless you, Harriet Beecher Stowe. How many kids? Well, there was no TV then, and we weren't allowed to work or drive, so, you know. The Three of Wands is the writer's card and has to do with long-distance communication. I wonder if Harriet Beecher Stowe knew how far-reaching and life-changing her book would be. This is taking something to another level, which someone may have been gathering up courage to do, but it absolutely, positively has to feel 100% right. Whatever this next move is, the human on the three always reminds me of someone about to make a move on one of those people-sized chessboards they have in parks. He or she is usually coming from purely a business perspective and is fired up and ready to roar on the Three of Wands. I notice the burnt orange colors on either side of this water blue queen. The queen has her back to the card for now. This is not a business decision. This is very much a heart over head. On the old cards, the Queen of Cups' own cup is the only one with an ornate cover, like an iceberg, frozen water. This Queen of Water keeps most of her emotions below the surface. It may not have always been this way. You yourself may be in a current mood of stillness, contemplation, getting in touch with your own dreams and intuition. This could be being more at home in your own world amongst your own amongst your own family right now. But if you can't travel, your creations can and do, or they may not be physically close, but they may as well be. In any case, they're out there. And that wasn't a UFO reference. Here's to you, Harriet Beecher Stowe.